Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
That's how that's going to go.
And then we'll take your phone calls.
Yeah, and then we'll take your phone calls. Okay. All righty. Okay. So, here we go with some music.
To you. seem to be so few and far between. It's a bitter taste, like a bad dream. But every nightmare you were right there holding on to me.
Come.
Thank you.
me. Yes, it can be done. The Lord can do anything he wants. Amen. Well, we're going to get into the first message called Seeking God in Solitude. It's a devotional, okay, that I wrote a little while back. Learning to seek the face of God is the foundation for experiencing the most amazing life Jesus died to give us. We have available to us through Christ all the wonders, excellencies, and satisfactions we can fathom. You see, God has granted us grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy, affection upon affection, and love upon love. You see, when we pursue him for all the avenues available to us, a door is open in which we can discover all our Heavenly Father longs to give us. So may you grow in your pursuit of God this week as we study various ways we've been given to seek his face. You see, our world is filled with hustle and bustle. We reward busyness as it always working, striving, achieving for the true marks of a life well lived. We elevate those who have given everything to gain success. To be tired is to be weak. To be in need is to fail. To rest instead of work is to be lazy or selfish. As believers, we're living in a society whose values do not match that of our Heavenly Father's. We need an adjustment of perspective. You see, we are created for time spent alone with our Heavenly Father, away from the cares and ways of the world. We are created to seek God in solitude. Jesus modeled this important principle throughout his ministry. In Luke chapter 5, verse 15 and 16 says, "But now even more, the report about him went abroad, and great crowds gathered to hear him and to be healed of their infirmities. But he would withdraw to desolate places and pray." Mark chapter 1, verse 35 says, "And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went to the desolate place, and there he prayed." And in Matthew chapter 14, verse 23 says, "And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone." If Jesus needed time alone with the Father, you and I most certainly do. So solitude is vital in our pursuit of deeper relationship with our Heavenly Father. What would a marriage be if the couple only ever saw each other in large groups? What would a friendship be if you never spent time as just the two of you? Yet countless believers, Sunday after Sunday, file through church doors to meet with a God they are not encountering in the secret place. Our Heavenly Father loves corporate worship, to be sure, but community is intended to be an extension of love and meant transformation we are receiving in solitude with our God. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 says, "Okay, but when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." See, it's in the secret place that we learn what our Father is really like. It is in the secret place we discern what his voice sounds like, find his heartbeat, and become like him. So without solitude, our faith will not stretch into our inner places of our hearts that so desperately need to be flooded with the light of glorious relationship with our Heavenly Father. If you long to be loved, it's in the secret place. You'll discover the wellspring and affections found in the heart of God. If you need someone to listen, it's in solitude. You'll discover the always listening ear of your Heavenly Father. If you need a friend, it's in time spent alone fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit that you will find a friend who will never leave you, forsake you, hurt you, or mislead you. May you discover what you've been longing for in the secret place with God. May you pursue deeper connection with your Heavenly Father through the wonderful discipline of solitude. Firstly, meditate on God's desire to meet you in the secret place. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Heavenly Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees the secret will reward you. Once again, that's Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. So reflect on your need for solitude. If Jesus needed time with the Father, receive the truth that you will need as well. Okay? Mark 1:35 again, "And rising very early in the morning while it was still dark, he departed and went out to the desert place, and there he prayed." In Luke chapter 5, 15 and 16 again, "But now even more, the report about him went abroad, and great crowds gathered to him and to be healed of their infirmities. but he will withdraw to a desolate place and pray. And then Matthew 14:23, after he had dismayed the crowds, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. So thirdly, spend time alone pursuing God in solitude. Allow the silence to draw you into a deeper place of reflection. What has been hurting you? Where do you need your Heavenly Father's affections? But when he who had set me apart before I was born and who called me his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone, nor did I go to Jerusalem to those who were apostles. Before me, I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. That's Galatians 1:15-17. St. Anselm of Canterbury wrote, "Enter into the inner chamber of your mind. Shut all things save God and whatever may aid you in seeking God, and have barred the door of your chamber or seek him. May you find the everlasting love of God as you seek him in solitude." I suggest reading Matthew chapter 4. It'll bring this devotional into a more light for you. Amen. Don't forget, that's Matthew chapter 4. Okay? So, now let me ask you the most important question of all. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because in a few moments I'm going to give you the opportunity to do so. Okay, but first let me ask you, are you tired of walking aimlessly through life, wondering which way is up or down? Okay, you've gone through pitfalls and failures, okay? Maybe you're suffering from depression, or maybe you're lost, okay, but you need to be found, okay? Or maybe you're suffering from some type of anxiety, or you suffer from some type of addiction, such as alcohol, drugs, overeating, sexual immorality, gambling, internet, gaming, whatever it may be. There's lots of addictions out there. You see, God can take it away. But guess what, folks? In order for him to do so, he's got to know you. So I ask you, won't you accept the Lord Jesus Christ tonight to be your personal Lord and Savior? If so, please repeat this simple little prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight." And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you and may he always keep you highly favored. Now, there's other things you need to do besides just saying that prayer. Okay, you need to go to church. You need to find a church that's good for you and get in unity and worship and fellowship with others. Okay, read your Bible. Okay, daily. Okay, pray, not just for yourself, but for others. Okay, this is the narrow road, okay, of Christianity. Okay, if you follow that narrow road, okay, you got a seat in heaven. Okay, but you can't just stop at this prayer and do nothing else. Okay? You've got to make efforts. Amen. So, if you just said this prayer, we want you to call in an area code 657-383-1487. I'll repeat that. We want you to call in area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you will come on live. And you can tell us that you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Right now, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all His angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. So, won't you let us rejoice with them by calling in to area code 657-383-1487 and push that 1 key. And come on live and tell us. Amen. You'd be the first one may trickle 100. 100 can trickle 1,000. 1,000 can trickle 1,000,000. Okay? But be that first caller and say you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. Well, we're going to play some music. Okay, here we go.
Shut up!
Well, I see we got a caller that pushed the one key. Let's bring him on and see what he or she has got to say. Hello, you're on the air with Dr. Pastor Ken. What you got to say this evening? Hello? You're on the air. Okay, well, I guess they are shy. Are you there, 111?
Hello, Kenny.
Well, hello, Pastor Kent. How you doing this evening?
I am blessed and highly favored, my son.
Well, that is very good to hear, okay? I always like it when somebody says they're blessed and highly favored, okay? Because, you know, I feel that way, too. I do. Okay? Okay, and, you know, I was expecting you to probably call tonight, okay? I had a feeling you were going to call, and hopefully, okay, we can set the differences aside, okay, that we've had, okay, and be civil to one another, okay?
Well, Kenny, that sounds delightful. You know, the other day you had a show on addiction. And as you know, I fell to many drugs. And one of them was crack cocaine. I have recovered from that.
Amen.
And I believe I am a better man now, thanks to Abba.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, God can do wonderful things in our lives if we allow him to. Okay, but we have to allow him to in order to do so. Okay? You know, I mean, we can get sober, we can get clean, okay, you know, by worldly means. Okay, but what's going to keep us clean is the Lord. Okay?
That is right.
Do you agree with that?
Elohim is the way.
Yes, the mighty
Abba.
One. Abba, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
And the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I agree with that. You know,
Amen.
This reminds me of a phrase for the God's Rainbow Ministries.
And what may that be?
I set my rainbow in the cloud. Do you know what I am talking about?
Yes, you're talking about the covenant that God made, okay, with Noah.
That is correct. The covenant that God made with Noah.
Yeah, he said, I will set the rainbow in the sky as my covenant with thee, that I will not destroy the world by flood.
That is correct, my son.
Amen.
It is part of Genesis 9:13. He set my rainbow in the cloud. And it's for the son of the covenant between me and it is great to reminisce, Kenny, and to be able to be side by side on a show, my son.
Yes, it is. You know, I mean, I told you, we don't have to be enemies. We can be friends, okay? I mean, like I said, put all of that BS behind us, okay? All right? You know, I mean, I've always thought of you as my brother, okay? A friend and a colleague, okay? Okay? And if we could just be like we were, you know, okay? It would be great again.
Kenny, I was listening to the show of Tony Gaga, and I noticed you called, and you sounded different, almost intoxicated. Your voice?
No. I was clean. I was clean and sober as a judge. That was a hack job by Benjamin Buford Fontaine. He started playing a recording, okay, and they stopped me from talking, okay. So it wasn't me. It was a recording, okay. Okay, I don't know what it was about, but it was some kind of stupid recording, okay, that somebody recorded me talking on Discord, okay?
Did you say those things, Kenny?
No, I never. I said those things to Rico, okay? Okay, I said if you come down from Boston, yeah, I said that, okay? But I was talking to Pastor Rico at the time because he was making up all kinds of lies, okay? Okay, and that was a recording that came off of Discord, okay, to Puerto Rico, okay, that Benjamin Buford played, that Rico managed to have. Okay.
Okay, Kenny, let's take a call.
Oh, yeah, Jessica White just called. Okay, let's say hello. Okay, hello, Jessica.
My son, hello. Jessica White. You are on God's Rainbow Ministries. How
Amen, dear leader.
May we help
appreciate
you?
Appreciate that. I just tuned in, and I'm listening and trying to get up to speed here.
All right.
Well, it seems that Kenny has been framed in the Tony
really?
Gaga show. Someone recorded his voice and played it on the Tony Gaga show. But
yeah.
Know this, it was not Kenny. He said it at one time, but it was not meant for Tony Gaga.
No, it was not. No.
So
let's see if we
have more callers. Kenny, let's bring someone else on if they're on the line.
We've got nobody else at this particular time.
Wonder where Rico is. It'd be nice to hear from him.
No, let's not say we did. He's not in a very good mood today. Okay? I think
in a good mood?
Well, he wasn't able to do his recording today in the studio because he was saying too much of that nasty words and Fontaine came down on him about it.
Well, okay,
so that's why he's not in a good mood today.
When I ordained Rico as a pastor, it was agreed that that would stop. I will have a talk with him.
Yes,
we have
please.
More callers, Kenny.
Please do so, because you need to haul him in. Okay, I got another caller now, and I believe it's Don, my brother Don.
Let's put him on, Kenny.
Oh, hello, Don Cornelius. Is that you, my brother?
I've
Shalom,
done.
Shalom, Kenny.
How
Shalom,
are you?
How are you, brother? Hey, brother, I was actually calling in to speak to Kent. I just wanted to say hello. It's been a long time, brother. I just wanted to say I hope you are blessed and highly favored. I don't know if you know this or not, Kent, but I found out today that Kenny, when he went to Mount St. Mary's, actually did it from what do you call that, across the country. So it was like one of those type of programs. So maybe when you were at Mount St. Mary's, Kenny actually wasn't there.
Well, maybe it is a possibility, my son. But tell me, I want to thank you for calling God's Rainbow Ministries. We are here to help out in any way we can and bring
right.
you closer to Abba, Elohim.
To the Lord. That's right.
Yes.
Okay, that's,
all right. Yeah,
that,
I got
that,
yeah.
That's our goal, to bring people closer to the Lord.
That
Amen.
Is our goal. That is correct.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's wonderful to hear you guys working together. I got to say, it's a little emotional, really. It's to hear
yeah,
the band back
too.
Together again.
Very, very emotional too. Okay, it's that we can actually put our differences aside and be civil and human beings towards one another. It's great to see to have this interaction with Pastor Kent.
Yeah, I agree. It's a very beautiful thing, and I always support the show. And if Kent it becomes a bigger part of the show, then I would support it even more because
I
think
conquer.
Kent's make.
That means I agree.
Oh.
Well, who knows? Oh. Who knows? Who knows if Pastor Kent wants to come back on and talk and discuss godly things and discuss, you know, the Bible and help out with the addiction ministries. Okay, that's every other week. That would be cool. Okay. Because he would be a valuable person in as far as addictions.
I agree. I think he would have. Oh, sorry.
You and I both, Kenny, we have our demons and we have conquered them.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Now we need to help others.
Yes, we do. That is why we are here. To help out. For
Amen.
It says it in Genesis 9:13, I have set my rainbow on the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well listen guys, I've got to put you on mute. And I've got to read the next passage, which is a Bible reading that I'm taking from Genesis. Okay, taking it from Genesis chapter 46, verses 1-31, and then I'm going to read Psalms 13, and then Proverbs 3:33, and it's about Jacob's journey to Egypt. Okay, so
Amen.
We're going to
let's put
that.
Them on mute, Kenny.
Okay.
Let's put
all righty, here we go. Okay. All right. Okay, here we go.
We will put you guys on mute.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Okay, so Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifice to the God of his father Isaac. Then God spoke to Israel in the vision of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here I am. So he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not fear to go down into Egypt, for I will make you a great nation there. I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again, and Joseph will put his hand, excuse me, on your eyes. Then Jacob arose from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob, their little ones, their wives, in the carts which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. So they took their livestock and their goods, which they had acquired in the land of Canaan, and went to Egypt, Jacob and all his descendants with him, his sons and his sons' sons, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his descendants he brought with him to Egypt. Now these were the names of the children of Israel, Jacob and his sons who went to Egypt with Reuben and Jacob's firstborn. The sons of Reuben were Hanok, Palah, Harzon, and Carmi. The sons of Simon were Jamel, Jaman, Ohad, Jachin, Sohar, and Shaul. Okay, the sons of Canaanite women, the sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merar. Okay, the sons of Judah were Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. But of Onan died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Perez was Harzon and Hamel. The sons of Issachar were Tola, Puva, Job, and Shimron. The sons of Zebulun were Sered, Elon, and Jahiel. These were the sons of Leah, who she bore to Jacob in Paddan. Okay, Aram and his daughter Dinah, and all the persons, his sons and daughters, were 33. And the sons of Gad were Ziphon, Haggai, Shan, Esbron, Era, Ardai, Ariela. Okay, the sons of Asher were Jemima, Ashua, okay, Yeshua, Bera, and Sarah. Okay, their sister and the sons of Bera were the Hebrew and Michelle. Okay, these are the sons of Zippah, who were Laban, given to Leah, his daughter, and these she should bore to Jacob, 16 persons. Okay, the sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, were Joseph and Benjamin, and to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Asenath and the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On, bore unto him. The sons of Benjamin were Bela, Bechar, Ashel, Ger, Naaman, Ea, Rosh, Muppim, Huppim, and Ard. These were the sons of Rachel, who were born to Jacob, 14 persons in all. The son of Dan was Husham. The son of Naphtali was Jaziel, Gunni, Jazar, and Shelem. These were the sons of Bela, whom Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, and she bore these to Jacob, 7 persons in all. So all the persons who went with Jacob to Egypt, who came from his body besides Jacob's sons' wives, were 66 persons in all. All the sons of Joseph, all were born to him in Egypt, were 2 persons. All the persons of the house of Jacob who went to Egypt were 70. Then he sent Judah before him to Joseph to point out before him the way to Goshen, and then come to the land of Goshen. So Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to Goshen to meet his father Israel, and presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept in the neck of a good while. And then Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen your face, because you are still alive." Then Joseph said to his brothers in his father's household, "I will go up and tell Pharaoh and say to him, my brothers and those of my father's house who are in the land of Canaan have come to me. And the men are shepherds, for the occupation has been feed livestock, and they have brought their flocks, their herds, and all they have. So it shall be when Pharaoh calls you and says, 'What is your occupation?' you shall say, 'Your servant's occupation has been with livestock from our youth, even till now, both we and also our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians.'" And Joseph went and told Pharaoh and said, "My father and my brothers, their flocks and their herds, and all they possess have come to the land of Canaan. Came from the land of Canaan, and indeed they are in the land of Goshen." And he took 5 from among his brothers and presented them to Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh said to his brothers, "What is your occupation?" And they said, "Your servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers." And they said to Pharaoh, "We have come to dwell in the land because your servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. Now therefore, please let your servants dwell in the land of Goshen." The Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, saying, "Your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Have your father and brothers dwell in the best of the land. Let them dwell in the land of Goshen, and if you know any competent men among them, then make them chief herdsmen over my livestock." Then Joseph brought in his father Jacob and sent before him Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh, okay, Pharaoh said to Jacob, how old are you? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, the days of years of my pilgrimage are 133 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of the pilgrimage. So Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out before Pharaoh. And Joseph situated his father and his brothers and gave them possession in the land of Egypt, and the best of the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph provided his father, his brothers, and all his father's household with bread according to the number in their families. Now that was the end of the pilgrimage to Egypt, okay, by Jacob. Now let's go into Psalms chapter 13, verses 1, okay, then 5 and 6. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 33, the curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. That is our Bible reading for today. If you, like I said, if you all don't get a chance to read the Bible, at least I will do so daily, okay, you will be able to get to hear some, okay, of the Bible. We will get all the way to Revelations, the end of Revelations, okay, it'll just be a slow day-by-day process. Amen.
Amen.
So let's bring back on, well, we got some callers, let's see, from 111. Let's see, let's bring on a caller from 111. Hopefully it's not a bad caller. Hello, you're... Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Just hang up on him, Kenny. Hang up on him, Kenny.
Yep, I am. Oh, hello, you're on the air. I don't know how many of these keep going. Oh, you're on the air. Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Okay, well, nope, I guess that was the end of it. Okay, we got Pastor Wanda that just joined us. I think she wanted to listen. Okay. So I'll bring back on Don and Jessica. Okay, it's just us now. Okay?
Amen.
Yeah, so I took care of all those shenanigan callers. I would like to
read a Bible verse, Luke.
Oh, go ahead, be my
15,
guest.
15:31-32.
From what chapter? I mean, from what book?
Luke 15:31-32.
Okay.
My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
That's the
Amen.
Prodigal son. Yes.
Amen.
The parable of the lost son.
Yeah.
And that reminds me of you and me, Kenny.
Okay.
Does it not? Would you agree with that, Kenny?
Well,
that we were lost and we are found.
Yeah, I would agree. We were lost, but now we're found. We were going head to head when we shouldn't have. Okay.
That and our addiction to drugs.
Oh yeah. Okay. I mean, addiction is not a good thing. Okay, you know, it numbs you, makes you hard. Okay,
Wait, it makes you hard. I thought it did the opposite.
No, I mean by hard. I mean, it makes you a hard person. Okay.
Oh.
He's not
I'm
talking
sorry.
About a penis. Done.
I'm sorry, Kenny. I'm sorry. I'm
yeah.
embarrassed.
He's talking
about
the soul.
Yeah, it makes you makes you a hard person, okay? Okay, you lose feelings towards yourself and others. You know, drugs are bad, okay? And when we use them, okay? We all we care about is one thing, and that's using. Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
So
my son.
Yes, amen.
Yeah. Are there any other callers, brother?
I got another caller from 111. We'll see if it's gonna be a good caller. It may not.
Bring him on, Kenny.
I told Johnny Longfeather to call, so I don't know if he's going to call, but I told him to.
Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Welcome.
Hey.
To Abba's house,
yes.
My son.
I'm just calling in to say that I'm loving the show so far, and I'm so glad that you're back co-hosting with Kent, just like old times.
Amen.
Well, it is the Lord's will. Ever.
If it be the Lord's will, we will see. Okay? We will see.
Amen to that. And I also wanted to say hello to my pal, Tony S. And anyway, I was just calling in to, let you know that I'm loving the show.
Amen.
Thank you for calling, my son. We appreciate your phone call.
May the Lord
keep finding you blessed and highly favored. I will personally say a prayer for each and everyone that calls tonight.
Amen.
Oh,
man. What other ways, Pastor Kent, do you plan on contributing to God's Rainbow Ministry? Are you adding any new segments or content? Or
I think if the Lord wills it, I will probably be on with Kenny from now on.
Amen. That would be amazing. I would love that for sure.
Well,
I am simply a vessel spreading the word of Abba.
Amen. You know, we have the pastor's corner on Friday nights, and we need different pastors, okay, to interject. Okay, we like to get Pastor Wanda, you Pastor Kent, myself, and we can get a couple other pastors. Okay, so we could talk about what goes on in ministry. Okay, so because a lot of people think that, you know, a minister or a pastor only deals on Wednesday and Sunday, but what they don't realize is it's a 7-day commitment. Okay, on what we do, okay, as pastors. Okay.
Well.
All right.
Kenny.
And I think we should bring
two pillars, and I saw the number 10,000. I envisioned that one day we would be doing the pastor's corners.
I must say that we should give
Pastor Wanda a little suggestion if you will, that we must interact with those who call over them.
Well, yes,
you need to hear our flock,
of course, everybody's going,
for they are reaching out to us.
Interact, okay? We're going to interact. We're going to, you know, sometimes, you know, Pastor Wanda gets so spiritually filled, okay, she goes fast, okay? But that's because she's filled with the Holy Spirit, okay? All right?
Well,
okay,
I was the
and,
same way when I was using crack cocaine, but I stopped it, and I speak normal now.
Well, you know, I assure you, Pastor Juan is not using any kind of type of cocaine. I guarantee
Kenny,
that.
How could you know that, Kenny?
Yes, I do know that.
Sister Juan does not hear
I was
defenders.
The same.
Stop it.
Yeah,
I was the
it.
Same way. I
all
do
right,
not want
right,
to
Tony.
Accuse her of that, Kenny. I am saying I can understand her because I was like that at one time. I do not wish to offend the woman. I am here to help and praise her work.
Okay, yes. Okay.
I do not want to insinuations
yeah,
that
right,
she does
right. You don't want to, we don't want to come across that way. Okay? I Pastor Wanda is here. I'd like to bring her on. Okay?
Let's bring her on, Kenny.
Okay? Pastor
I'm
Wanda?
I'm
going to
mute myself, Kenny. Kenny.
Okay.
Kenny.
Okay.
I'm going to mute myself.
Okay. Okay. Pastor Wanda. Pastor Wanda. How you doing tonight?
Praise Lord.
Hey, yeah, man.
Hello.
We got Pastor Kent flying with us. Flying with us.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, amen. And I think we've maybe hashed out our differences. Okay. Okay. You know, time does heal all wounds. Okay. Okay. So.
Well,
okay, so,
prayer works, my friend.
And once God has made a little cover the most people.
Yeah, amen.
Pastor
yeah, amen.
Wanda, welcome to the show.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So, if you got anything interesting to tell us about what is going on, In Atlanta?
God is just overflowing and he's opening new doors. He's faithful. He's just, he's true. He restored a lot of relationships. It's so much he's done. Words can't even say. I just have to say, Lord, thank you. And it's just awesome.
Amen.
Ooh,
amen.
Amen.
Let's bring on Johnny Longfeather, Kenny.
Yes, we'll bring on Johnny Longfeather. Okay, Johnny Longfeather. Hello,
hello.
Johnny. How you?
Hello.
How you doing tonight?
I am so excited to hear that the band is back together. The truce is on. The international tour of love, the reuniting, Chosen One Ministries is back together.
Just like old times, eh?
Yes, it reminds me of 2 to 4 years ago when I first started calling you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
No, the name of the show is not going to change. It's Rainbow Ministry. It's going to stay the same. Okay.
Johnny.
Chosen
One. GRM.
Yes, my
back
friend.
Together. Chosen Ones. Rainbow
yeah,
Ministries of God.
I don't know. Are you going by Abba's house now? Chosen One.
I can go by Abbott House, Chosen One, or God's Rainbow Ministries. It is all the same. The message of the Lord of Abba.
It is the same. Yeah,
Elohim. God's Rainbow Ministries. Fishers of Men. Heavenly Grace Ministries. It is the word that matters. The message.
It's the word of God that matters. That's 100% correct. Do you agree with that, Pastor Wanda? As long as the word is spread.
That's where, but and the word edifying for the hearers.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to put everybody on mute, okay, because I'm going to read the prophetic message, okay? And except for Pastor Wanda, and I won't read you. I want you to hear the prophetic message.
We will bring you guys back shortly. After the message, we can bring you guys back.
I can't hear.
Okay. All right. Don't get up. Okay? I'm trying to work things out. Okay. The Father says today, make a demand upon my resources. The resources of heaven are at the disposal of your faith-filled prayer. Let your mouth pray. I created the earth with words of command and authority. Open your mouth and verbalize the depth of your need and the cry of your heart. I am more interested in transparency and honesty than I am in a well-crafted theological sound petition. There are supplications that your religion's training would suggest I would turn a deaf ear to, that my heart is in reality longs to hear come out of your mouth, because they reflect the authentic cry of your heart. Again, I say, my cherished one, let your mouth pray. Seek out and implement every form of petition, supplication, intercession, and entreaty that delights my heart, and you will see all the travail of your soul and be satisfied. Prayers that are not verbalized, beloved, are not prayers at all. Just wishful thinking. The deliberation, okay, and care essential to my petition, okay, my courts activates in you in faith that moves mountains, even the measure of faith I have imparted to you. Be encouraged, beloved. I am aware of your limitations. Simply because you feel spent and exhausted from the challenges assailing you does not mean you are left to your own devices. I'm not asking you to be powerful. I'm not asking you to be mighty or invisible in your own strength. Your prayers are powerful, not because you speak them, but because I hear them. I search throughout the earth, and my ear is bent low in readiness to answer the call of one who has fearless faith, even the faith that I gave you as your portion when you came into the world. You have permission, beloved, to have faith in your faith, because it originated as a gift from my hand, and not anything you've conjured up in yourself. Trust me, believe me, look to my word, for in my word is the promise, as in heaven, so on earth. Even your earth, your life, and your circumstances, as you devote yourself to the altar of petition, where I await the occasion of your plea to move in mightily in your life, even this day. Amen. Well,
amen.
This message goes out to those who needed that. And you know who you are. Okay? Okay, I get words from God, and I write them down, okay, and I share them with you, okay? And I hope, okay, this prophetic word moves mightily in your life. Amen. All right. Well, Pastor Wanda, what do you think about that?
That's the truth. Things tell you to sell his word and believe. Just like he said, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts, says the heaven. you know, just like in Malachi, he said, try me. It's like even when you pay your tithes, he said, try me. And that's what God wants. You get higher your demands, you know. You're not telling God, you're asking, but you're demanding the things of God, the things of the kingdom. Amen?
Amen. Yes. That is so, so true. All righty. Well, let's bring back on, I guess, Pastor Kent. Okay?
Hello.
And see what he has to say about that prophetic message. Okay? Pastor Kent, what did you think of the prophetic message?
I think it is a great message, Kenny. I would like to say a Bible verse.
Be my
Matthew
guess.
6:9-13. Jesus said, pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Jesus
Amen.
Said that.
Yeah, on the Sermon on the Mount.
Yes,
Amen.
That's how he taught his people to
But you know what, Pastor Kenneth and Pastor Ken, if you go and if you seek him first, you know, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else will be added unto you. And he tells you that's the most important about a relationship, but it's when you're seeking him. And that's Matthew 6:33. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So true. So true, Pastor Juan.
So true, Pastor.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to the Pastor's Corner this Friday. Okay.
Amen.
We can have, you know, okay. If you can bring on more pastors,
bring on more pastors.
On more pastors. Okay.
Amen.
Like Adley, things to go on to church. Things go on with the missionary work. Ministry work is just a 2-day week.
No, sir.
Okay, and
I
you know,
hear
and
echo. Kenny, I would like to say something real quick.
Okay.
Father, thank you that you have revealed your love to us today. We invite you to send us out from here in the power of the Holy Spirit. Shine into flame the gifts that you gave and have given us. Come reveal your grace and truth to us each day.
Amen.
For yours is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
That is a
Amen.
Beautiful closing prayer. What do you agree, Kenny?
That's a good one. It was a very good one. Yes, it was. It was very good. Yes, it was very, very good. But I'm still going to let Tony F. give us his rendition of the closing prayer, because that's what he does, and he's gotten so good at it, that we cannot stop the program, we need to keep it going. I want to thank all my callers. I want to thank my brother Don, brother Johnny.
Amen.
Okay,
thank you for calling, all of you.
Jessica.
Thank you guys so much.
Everybody, Pastor Wanda.
Amen.
Okay, all the listeners that are listening
Johnny
to the
Longfeather,
link.
Feather, Jessica.
I'd like to give a shout out to producer Calvin and Juan from Alabama. Okay.
Amen.
I would like to send them salutations as well.
Amen. All righty. Well, we're gonna let Tony give us his closing prayer. Okay. He's right here standing by. Here we go.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
God.
The demons have found the cracks in the foundation. They're slowly working therein, with their way in, Lord, and I need your strength to help me keep them out, or another one of your ministries is going to go down to shame and the hecklings of the demons. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. All right.
May the road rise up to meet you.
Yes, amen.
Abba,
well, I want to say God bless everybody. We're going to say good night. Okay?
Good night, my sons.
Good night, Pastor Kent. Good night, my brother Don.
Good night.
Good night, Pastor Wanda.
Kenny. Good night.
Good night,
Pastor Wanda. God bless.
And Tony.
Good night, Jessica. Everyone, God bless, and may you have a
and
blessed night's rest.
And Johnny and Don. Have a good night, everybody. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for calling.
Good night.
Good night.